Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Jozen Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone. We are so excited. We have a great show for all of you here today. We have two incredible guests. We have Olivia Faye, who I'm sure you all recognize from American Idol season 20. She was incredible in that. She did a wonderful job. And then we have Carrie Holmes, JMA-nominated Carrie Holmes, coming to join us as well. So stay tuned for the whole show. You do not want to miss a second of the show. We're so excited. So the first guest, let's put on Olivia Faye.
Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Olivia Faye. Hi, Olivia.
Hello, Josie. Thank you so much for having me on.
The pleasure is all mine. I've been looking forward to chatting with you about your incredible music, so I appreciate your time. So I have to say, I love your latest single, Singin' Hallelujah. It's so good. Can you tell us the inspiration behind this single?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I love it, too. I had a blast writing this with my co-writers and recording this, and I am dating just a really neat guy. I got really lucky to just find my person in life, so it was all inspired by my boyfriend, Taylor, and the song just came so natural. We wrote it so quickly, and like I said, because it's just inspired by true life events.
Yes, and you have a new music video out for the song as well. What was it like filming this music video?
I do. I had so much fun filming it. My friend Braylon was the director, and my boyfriend Taylor was the love interest in my video, and it just was so natural and just so much fun, so low pressure. We had a great day filming that.
Yes. Will this music video be available at CMT? Because I know another music video out, Save My Number, debuted on CMT, and it did very well, and it's a great music video. I hope everyone checks it out. But that's a really good one, too. So
thank
I love
you. Yes. Singin' Hallelujah is actually in a lineup, just waiting for its time, its slot to be put on CMT, so I'm very excited.
Yes, keep your eyes peeled, everybody. You'll see more. You'll see more from Olivia, that's for sure. And are you working on any new music that we should keep our eyes and ears peeled for?
Yes, I have a new song that's actually going to be releasing in July, and I'm very excited about it. It's a song that my heart and soul went into. It's called In Love With My Freedom. So, yes, I have new music on the way.
Wonderful. Do you feel that there will be like a new full-length album at some point?
I don't know so much about an album yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, trust me, I have plenty of songs that I could.
Right.
But I've just been kind of doing it single by single.
I like that. That's actually a great way of doing it. So everyone could enjoy each individual song as it were. I like that. That's a good plan. It really is. And you recently auditioned for American Idol. I think that's where everybody, you know, was able to kind of see what you were all about. And what was that experience like for you? What made you initially want to audition?
Well, it was such an awesome experience. The producers of the show had been reaching out and asking me for several years now, and I just felt like it was the perfect year to give it a go. And I love the judges. I had a great experience. I made some amazing friends on the show, have been writing with like crazy and hanging out with, and I'm so proud of my duet partner Noah, who is also from Kentucky like I am. He went on to win the entire show.
Can you believe it? That's so cool.
I was so happy.
Yes. And y'all did amazing, too. You did a Noah Cyrus song on that duet, right?
Yes, we did. It was so fun.
Yes, so much fun. And I'm glad you auditioned. And what's really great about it is, you know, a lot of people who have seen the show can now, you know, they know who you are and they're able to check out your music that you have out now. So it's a great experience.
Absolutely the same way. I love it. I'm so thankful to have that platform.
Yeah, and there is a judge that you have been particularly talking very fond about, Lionel Richie. What was it about Lionel that you really just, that drew you in?
He was just such a sweet soul. They were all so close, but when Lionel was giving advice, it just really resonated with me, and plus it's just Lionel Richie. Come on now, I mean. I grew up loving Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, all of that, but Richie, I have been listening to him since I was a baby because my mom's always been in love with him, so she definitely turned it on to me.
Exactly. That is so cool. Were you nervous at all? Because I know if I was in front of those three judges, I would be a mess. So
I was the most nervous I have ever been in my entire life.
I can imagine.
Because it was not just the lights and all the cameras, but I'm singing for three celebrity judges. So, yes, the pressure was on, and I was very nervous, but I think the outcome was okay.
Yeah, you did very well. And I do want to mention, you were named Best Up-and-Coming Talented Artist to Watch on Nashville's Rising Spotify playlist. What an honor that is. What was your reaction when you found that out?
I know. It just really made me so happy because I've been, you know, writing songs and performing for so long now and just putting my heart and soul into my music. So to get that bit of recognition was just such a pat on the back to just keep going and keep working hard. So it made me very happy.
It was well deserved too, if I may ask.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you have opened up for artists such as Travis Tritt, Alabama, and Mark Chestnut, just to name a few. So what are experiences like that for you to open up for country greats that we all know and love? What is that like?
It is truly the most fun thing, opening up for those big country great artists. I just have a great time connecting with the people in the audience. I feel like it's all my brothers and sisters out there, and I love putting on a show like that and a live performance. And of course, when I'm getting to open up for these big name artists, it just all the more people and fuels my fire even more and makes me love what I do even more.
Yes, what a great thing. He learned so much from just watching them. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you were right in the middle of it all. That is very cool. And I have to mention, because while prepping for this interview, I realized you've also been in the world of acting in the movie Hello, Herman, which I thought was really, really cool. Is that something you would like to go back into at some point, or are you fully focused on just the music side at this point?
I'm totally keeping my options open.
Yeah.
I would love to go back into the acting side of things. I've always had a love for it, and that's even why I just love doing music videos and things like that, because I can kind of bring back those old tools that I've learned from acting. Definitely my number one passion, and so that's what I've been pursuing hardcore. But yes, if the opportunity ever arose, I would in a heartbeat take an acting role. I love it.
Yeah, you did have the best of both worlds at one point, because you even did a song on the soundtrack.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm so thrilled having to do both. It's fabulous.
Absolutely. And is there a television show out right now that you would love to be a part of?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Well, I've been, of course, watching Stranger Things because the new season has just come out. So wouldn't that be kind of fun to be like throwback to that show like that? I would love it.
Oh, my goodness. You'd be so good in it, too. Who do we have to call?
Who do we need to call so I can go hunt the Demogorgon?
Exactly. Let's do it, y'all. I could just see it. That would be amazing. And I would love that. I think you'd be incredible at just doing as many things as possible so we could just see you all over the place. Like, what, you know. You know, come on.
Very encouragement.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And I have some fun questions for you before we go. You ready?
Okay.
All right. So I wanted to ask you, is there a venue out there that you would love to perform that you have not had the opportunity yet?
Okay. So I would have to say the Hollywood Bowl, because when I was 15, I saw Dolly Parton playing there, and I saw my first ever shooting star. Now, I can't tell you what I wished for, but I would love to play at the Hollywood Bowl.
Right? Wouldn't it go like full circle for you?
It would be so cool.
That would be very cool. Yes, it'll happen. And then the next fun one that I have for you. Is there an artist out there, any genre that you would love to do a duet with or write with?
Chris Stapleton, hands down. 100% Chris Stapleton.
Yes. You didn't even have to think about it. You're just like, Chris Stapleton.
I did not have to think.
Do it. Yes. And while performing, have you ever had any embarrassing on stage moment that you can recall, or some a funny moment that just didn't go as planned? Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness, the most embarrassing moment ever. Mm-hmm. I was opening up for Mark Chestnut, I believe, and I was on stage talking to the audience in between a song when a bug flew in my mouth, but it didn't just fly in my mouth. I like breathed it in, like I inhaled an insect. And so I had a coughing spell for like a whole minute straight, and everyone's like, what's wrong with her? And I had to explain to them, I just inhaled a bug. So yes,
that
was mortifying.
Yes. Oh my, that would be awful. But I love how professional you were. You were like, you know what, I'll just keep going. Like, after the coughing fit, we'll move on from this.
I swallowed a bug.
I know. Oh my goodness. Ooh, yuck. Not the fun thing, not fun. But I could see it happening. And before we go, can you please give out all your social networking sites and your website?
Absolutely. Well, you all can check me out at oliviafay.com. I'm on Instagram. My username is Livy Love. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, and I'm even on TikTok, you know. I think that's Olivia Faye Music. So anywhere you just type in Olivia Faye, that's F-A-Y-E, and I'm definitely on there. So you guys add me. Let's be friends. Let's chat. You can listen to my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, literally anywhere you stream music, I'm there.
You are. Check her out, everybody. I promise you, you will not regret it. And when in doubt, Google it out. That's what I always say. I just type her name. She'll pop right up. Perfect. Perfect. And Olivia, I want to thank you so much for joining me. Please come back on anytime.
I would love to. Thank you so much, Josie. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much, Olivia Faye.
All right, Olivia Faye. She was amazing. I had so much fun talking to Olivia and getting to know her. And our next guest is Carrie Holmes. Woo.
Please welcome to the Josie Show my guest, Carrie Holmes. Hi.
Hey, Josie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. So I'm sure many know already, but you were our 2021 JMA Entertainer of the Year for your genre and nominated again for this year. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. What was it like for you when your name was called last year? What was that experience like?
Oh my gosh. I'll never forget. I'm sitting with my husband and my mom, my whole band, my merch handler, which is my best friend, and then some other behind the scenes, my team. And so we're all there, and it being the last, nomination, and you guys said my name, I literally yelled out, what? So we all were laughing like right away, and then we all started crying, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta walk up there. So it was just unbelievable. I was so shocked that you guys called my name, so it was so cool.
Oh, what a great moment. And it's a great moment that your whole, you know, your team was there, your family, so that's what makes it extra special.
I know, yeah, it was really special.
Yes, and you, of course, performed as well, and you killed it.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So I want to kind of rewind a little bit to find out a little bit more about your journey. Can you share with us how music started for you?
Yeah, so I was 4 when I started singing. Nobody could understand a word I was saying. They're like, oh, this girl's got a voice. So I remember I had Leanne Rimes' album, and so I started singing Blue, or I Want to Be a Cowboy Sweetheart, or she had a cover album, too, that she did, and so Unchained Melody by the Righteous Brothers, she did that, and I absolutely loved that song, and so I started singing that everywhere at, like, different karaoke places at festivals when I was little. And then I grew up, my dad and my mom, but really my dad loves music. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up listening to country, rock, Christian, pop, like Motown. We're in the Detroit, well, I was in the Detroit area. So mm-hmm. Motown was a big influence, my dad growing up in Detroit. So I feel like I got music all the time. Mm-hmm. And then when I got a little bit older, like 17, I decided to learn how to play guitar. So I picked it up. Took me a while, but I finally got it. So I started writing songs and playing out at different coffee houses, and then worked my way up into playing with another band. And so I got some practice in on what to do performance-wise. I think I turned 21 or 20, and I started my own band, played around, and then I met my husband. We got married, and we combined bands because he's a singer-songwriter as well, and he was touring with a band. So we kind of put our eggs in one basket and started touring together, and now I'm here playing about 200 shows a year with him, and it's just so much fun. And now I've got two little boys, and they're into music. They love singing. So it's really cool how music really transforms lives and brings people together, and it's just amazing.
It really does. And you never know. One day your boys might decide that they want to be a singer as well.
my 7-year-old is like, when can I play guitar? When can I take lessons? So he's in baseball right now. There's always a sport going on, but we're like, in the winter, let's pick up, you can try guitar and see how you like it.
Yeah.
And he's like, what about drums? I'm like, oh no. So loud, but maybe.
That is hilarious. That's, I think, every parent's right. Like reaction. They're like, oh, drums. Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, wonderful. Yes. Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, we have to talk present day. You released to radio your song titled Hurts Bad. Can you?
Yeah.
Tell us about this one.
This song, it happens to be one I did not write, but I feel like I definitely could have written the song because I'm like, oh my gosh, that happened to me in my life. It's a song that my label, it was one of the first songs that they had sent over to me to listen to. And the first time I heard it, I'm like, yes, that is it. That is going on my album. So I wouldn't say it's a sad song. It's more of a sassy song, like, hey, look, you're in the same boat that you put me in, and how do you, like, you don't like it, do you? And it's bad, doesn't it?
Right.
And she's not in a sad moment, but she's like, hey, I've been there because of you, and, yep, this is what it's like, so I feel you, but sorry, tough luck.
Yeah. Oh, it's so relatable. I think everybody's going to be able to connect with it, so I hope everyone checks out Hurts Bad, and it's available on all of the music outlets today, everywhere, so go and find it.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. You're welcome. And are there any thoughts maybe for a full music video for this or?
It's in the works right now. I don't have too much to say about it right now, but I know I definitely want to do one.
Okay.
And I'm actually going down to Nashville this next, I think Sunday after, like, in the middle of the night. Driving down there. And I'm going to be starting on my new album. So I'm super excited about that. I'll be writing down there with different songwriters for a week.
Ooh, that's going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm totally jamming out to your album that you have out right now.
Thank you.
Yes, When I See You Smile. It's so good. All 12 songs on it. So another thing I want to talk about is your music video out for the title track, When I See You Smile. Can you tell us about the filming of this video?
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was so fun. It was, I think, last year around this time, I went down to Nashville, and I asked Justine Blazer to direct it, and she had so much fun working with. I wrote Deserves to Be Loved, which was nominated for 2 awards last year at the Josies. And she's from Michigan, and it turns out we grew up in the same town. It's just like full circle. It's so weird. And I didn't really know her too well back then, but then once I got into music, it's like, oh yeah, I know who she is. And so it was cool. I get to work with her, and the music video, this music video has been in my head for a long time. I had written a song maybe 10, I'm not good at math, maybe 10 years ago.
Right.
Maybe more now. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm so bad at math. But,
me too.
Yeah. So I'm like, I love this song. I wrote it about a day in the life of what actually happened, of painting at someone's house, and just like the whole falling in love and what it's like being in love in that moment and what we experienced. And I knew that was a special song that just makes me feel happy, and I thought others would feel happy listening to it, When I See You Smile. And so the music video just really, really portrays what the song is telling, and it was just really cool to see my thoughts and my ideas come to life. And Justine was so fun to work with, and she listened to all my ideas, and like, we really connected on it, and it was just smooth sailing. It was just so much fun.
Yes. I love what Justine does, because she, like, the image that you have in your head for how you want it to be, she actually puts it, you know, down to be able to make it, how creatively you want it. So that's
She's great. You know, some people that, you know, I've worked with, it's like I tell them ideas, but they still do what they want to do. And it's like, well, that's not really what I'm envisioning. Justine was like full up and bored, like, yes, what we want, I want to do what you want. And it was just amazing. She's a great person.
Yes. That's a great team. That's a great team right there.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about, because we're so excited that you are going to be one of our performers on the Josie Show night at the Tennessee State Fair this year on August 26th. Yes, I'm so excited. I'm going to be on the Opry stage in Fiddler's Grove there in Lebanon, Tennessee, so I'm so excited. But also, I want to talk about upcoming shows that you have for those who are in the area that want to come and check you out live.
The summer's super busy. I know I'm opening for John Michael Montgomery in Fowlerville at the Fowlerville Fair. July 30th. So I know tickets are still being sold if anyone wants to check that out. I love him, so I'm so excited to be opening for him.
Yes, I was going to say, I can't even imagine because I'm a fan, so
I can't even imagine
opening up. That's crazy.
I know. I'm going to be in the first row afterwards, like singing every song with him.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, get this girl out of here.
That is hilarious, as you should. Everyone can go and check out your Facebook page and also carrieholmes.com. You can find all of her tour dates there as well, so make sure you go and check it out. Whatever's in your area, go. I recommend you see her live. You're going to love, love, love what you see. And we just love everything that you do. So what is next?
Aww, thank you.
You're very welcome. So what is next for you? I mean, writing-wise, have you been able to draw from some inspiration, or what can we look forward to, you think, in the future?
Yeah, so my new album that I'm working on, I'm going to start writing it in Nashville on Monday, and I'm working with some songwriters I haven't worked with before, and I'm working with the producer, Kent Wells. So that is all new to me, and I'm so excited. I was just told this not long ago that this is what I'm doing, and I'm like, yeah. I really don't know, like, where this album is going to go. I'm still trying to, like, get my thoughts down on what I want to say. And then, you know, going with different songwriters is going to be interesting and fun to see their spin on my thoughts and ideas. So I really don't know what it's going to be like, but that's the fun of it, right?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I love it. Fresh news. But that is something that we're going to be able to look forward to coming up here in the future. So you got to stay tuned to carrieholmes.com to see what is next. And also you're on Facebook and Instagram, and you're all over.
I'm on TikTok too, if you like a good train wreck. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm doing something. So
that is hilarious. Same here. I have no idea, but I'm so addicted to, like, scrolling. There's some really funny TikToks. So
I know it is. Like, you can spend hours on accident just scrolling, and I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Exactly. You really can't. You're like, you're just like, oh my goodness, have I been here for like 2 hours now?
Right.
Yes. Oh, goodness, I'm telling you, I've been there.
Yes,
I hope everyone checks you out at carrieholmes.com. And before we go, I have a few fun questions for you, if you're ready.
Sure.
Perfect. So I wanted to ask you, is there an artist out there that you would love to perform with or write with or do a duet with that you haven't yet?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love Shania Twain. She's my all-time favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I love her style, everything about her attitude. So I would love to be on stage with her. And I've always loved Kenny Chesney. I would love to sing a duet with him.
Yeah.
I'd love to write with Shane McAnally, Keith Urban, Carly Pierce, Carrie Underwood. I mean, the list could go on. I could go on forever, but those would be my top choices.
For sure. You got good ones. I'm telling you. I
can
see it happening the rate that you're at. I mean, you're just...
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. You are following that dream and doing what you got to do, and you're getting out there.
Aw, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's what it's all about. And then the next fun question I have for you, because you are an entertainer, you do perform all the time, many, many days. I was wondering, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments or a moment live that maybe just didn't go as planned?
Oh, do you have time?
Here we go. Let's go. Buckle up, y'all.
I know. Yeah. Well, the one that stands out, I remember it was actually like one of the first times I started performing with my band. And so I'm like pretty new to the whole performing thing. And these ladies kept like looking at me and looking down at my shoes and like looking up at me. And I'm like, oh, they must like me. You know, they're really into it. Then after the show, I'm like, oh, I have different shoes on.
Oh, no.
Like, how did this happen? Like, they were the same color boots, but they were completely different boots.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, so they probably, they were just looking like, what is she doing?
Listen, you're a trendsetter. There you go. That's all you have to say.
Yeah,
I'm a trendsetter.
Right. I'm like, that is not, yeah, I meant to do that on purpose.
Right. That is so funny. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I can see it happening.
So there's been times where I've almost fallen off stage and, like, catching myself.
Right.
The list goes on.
Yes, it happens. Once you're live, anything can happen. Even when
anything can happen.
Yeah. And when I used to do the Josie Show live, it did happen. It happens when you're live. Yeah, when you're live, anything can happen, really, honestly.
Right. And you just gotta blow it off like nothing.
It's all about how you handle it afterwards. And it sounds like you're very professional with what you do, so you handle it very well. So
yeah, I try.
Yes, you got this. You got this.
Yeah.
And the last question that I have for you, which is probably the craziest question you'll ever be asked, but I love asking it. It's very unusual. But if you could be any animal in the wild, what animal do you think best personality-wise suits you?
Ooh.
Yeah.
A dolphin, I think.
Yes, why a dolphin?
They're so happy.
Yeah.
And they have their own language kind of code thingy that they do, and they want to be, they're so playful, and they love the water.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they're happy all the time, and other people are happy when they see dolphins, and I hope I bring happiness to people. So
you do. That's a great answer. You didn't even take time to even think about it. You knew. You're like, I am ready for you and your questions.
It doesn't help, or it helps that I've been watching this Blue Planet. Like, every night, me and my husband have been watching it. We're geeks about watching stuff like that, so
I love it.
They just had a thing about dolphins, and I'm like, oh, they're so cute and lovable and happy, and so that, yeah, I'm like, that should be me.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I love that. That's a great answer. And I want to thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me. I know you have so many artists that you know and want to talk to, so I appreciate your time.
Oh, anytime. It was so much fun, and we'd love to have you back anytime. And I hope everyone checks out your single, Hurts Bad, now available everywhere, and also your full-length album, 12 incredible songs, When I See You Smile. And thank you again. No problem.
Thank you, Josie.
Anytime. Carrie Holmes, everybody.
I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and checking us out here at The Josie Show. And please make sure you check out both of my guests, Olivia Faye and, of course, Carrie Holmes. And make sure you check them all out, all of their pages. Check out their great music on all of the music outlets that are out there today. Check them both out. And thank you all so much for taking time to talk to, for tuning in. So thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Sisters in Music hosts Sim Jam Nashville, October 22nd, 2022, part of JMA Fest 2022 at the Nashville Palace. Our stage is sponsored by Prasad Entertainment LLC and C. Natasha Productions.
Join us for live music from 12 to 9 p.m. local time. Multiple artists across multiple genres. For more info, please visit www.sistersinmusic.org/events. Hope to see you there.
Lord, when I die, I
JMA Fest 2022 proudly welcomes country music sensation Craig Campbell on October 22nd to JMA Fest for our evening concert at the Troubadour Nashville.
Located at 2416 Music Valley Drive.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. JMA Fest 2022. Craig Campbell goes on at 8. Don't miss it.
Get those tickets now at www.jmafest.com/concert.
Presented by the Josie Music Association and Country Blast Radio. Seating availability is limited, so get those tickets now. See you there.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.